Tonality. Chinese is a tonal language. This means that in addition to the sounds of the consonants and vowels, the tone with which a syllable is pronounced helps to determine its meaning. The various Chinese dialects are almost exclusively made up of one-syllable words, composed of an initial consonant sound, followed by the syllable's main vowel, sometimes in combination with another consonant or vowel. Longer words do exist, but almost all are compound words, formed by combining one-syllable words. Because there are a limited number of possible combinations within a single syllable, in order to express a greater variety of meaning, Cantonese also takes into account the tone with which a syllable is pronounced. The tone is determined by the pronunciation of the syllable's main vowel. Each tone has a name which describes the starting point, high, mid-level, and low, and the falling, rising, or level motion. In this way, several meanings can be assigned to any one syllable, depending on the tone with which it is pronounced. For example, when pronounced using a high-level tone, the word
sick
means can in the sense of am able to, know how to. However, when this word is pronounced with a low-level tone, it means to eat. Linguists disagree on the number of tones used in speaking Cantonese. Some count 9 tones based on length, 6 of regular length, and 3 for so-called short syllables. Some count 7 tones, adding a disputed high falling tone. But there is general agreement on the basic 6 tones: high level, mid rising, mid level, mid falling, low rising, and low level. This course introduces these 6 tones, which are as follows. First tone, high level.
C.
Poem. Second tone, mid rising.
C.
History. Third tone, mid level.
C.
Attempt. Fourth tone, mid falling.
C.
Matter. Fifth tone, low rising.
C.
Market. Sixth tone, low level.
C.
Time. Traditional language beliefs. Just as the number 13 is traditionally regarded as unlucky in the West, the Cantonese number 4
C.
is seen as ominous because it is very similar to the word for death. The only difference in this case is that 4 is pronounced with a mid-level tone. The word pronounced with a mid-rising tone means death. Conversely, the number 8
but
is regarded as lucky, since it sounds very much like the word meaning to prosper.
Fat.
Other numbers considered lucky are the mathematical form of 2,
e,
as this is the same as the word meaning easy. Here the only difference is in context, as both are pronounced using a mid-level tone. Similarly, 3,
sam,
is another number thought to bring good luck, as it sounds like the word meaning to produce or to be alive.
Sang.
You've heard this word in the title.
Xin sang.
This literally means earlier produced or first born, reflecting the Cantonese respect for age. The number 9,
gao,
carries a positive meaning, as this word sounds exactly like the Cantonese word meaning long-lasting. These two words are represented in writing by 2 different characters, but when spoken, the distinction is made only through context. The number 9 is used in the city name Kowloon,
Kowloon,
or literally 9 dragons. In China, the dragon is a symbol of royalty and good fortune. This number is also traditionally used when setting a woman's dowry. In contemporary China, this price is largely symbolic, and therefore the amount chosen is significant not for its size, but for the numbers used to describe it. For that reason, the price will be set, for example, at $99 rather than $100, as the repetition of this number is thought to ensure longevity in the marriage. That's when
gao
is spoken with a mid-rising tone. Spoken with a mid-level tone,
Gau
means rescue in Cantonese. When reporting a fire, accident, or other emergency in Hong Kong, a person would dial 999. These associations are also considered relevant when the numbers appear in combination. For example, when the numbers 2 and 8 are pronounced in that order, they can have the meaning prosper easily. Similarly, when 2 is followed by 3, the meaning produce easily can be inferred. However, combinations of 2 and 4 are to be avoided, as these two numbers in combination could be interpreted as die easily. Of course, these traditional beliefs do not carry the same weight as they once did, but they are still reflected in customary usage.